The head of Macomb County's government says the economic uncertainty felt in some sections of Michigan has yet to truly impact his area. County Executive Mark Hackle sums up the situation in his annual State of Macomb County speech. Hackle tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the county is not just weathering the ebbs and flows of the overall U.S. economy, but thriving in the midst of them.
Our financial situation, our economic foundation, we're in a great place. You know, things that you're hearing across the country are challenging, but there's so many things that kind of help lift us up, our manufacturing, our defense, and in all the other industries. So we're pretty diverse too, reliant heavily upon automotive and defense and manufacturing. But the reality is Macomb's in a very sound place.
Well, President Trump's tariffs have impacted various areas in the U.S. economy, including the auto sector, which, like you say, has a pretty significant presence in Macomb County. Some of the prices for vehicles are starting to climb now. So do you have any concerns about how tariffs or the overall economic outlook are going to impact jobs or other parts of Macomb County's economy?
Well, you know, we're always concerned what happens at the federal and or state level that may have an impact on, you know, our economy. But the reality is we look at what happened in 2010. There was a huge challenge with manufacturing, job loss, housing shortages. There were so many challenges we faced back then. We doubled down on manufacturing. By doing so, we've seen our continuation of our economy grow here. And so Macomb County, we're at a $54.2 billion economy. That's bigger than the states of Vermont and Wyoming. We are right now at an all-time high. There's never been a better time in Macomb County with our economy being as robust as it is right now. So whatever might happen with some of these tariffs or concerns, we're not seeing it directly right now have that impact. We're in a good place with that.
As you mentioned, I mean, there's some stressors in other parts of the country, other parts of Michigan, other parts of Metro Detroit, for that matter. In your view, you know, why is Macomb County doing well when some of these other places are having a bit of a struggle?
We decided to double down on manufacturing. You know, we retooled some of our manufacturing facilities. They're different than they once were, upgrading all these facilities and really putting a full court press on, making sure people understood that this is the place where the workforce is at that can actually, from concept to consumer, no one does it better than right here in Southeast Michigan. And, you know, Macomb County is a major player, major part of that. You know, we are the defense capital of the Midwest. More contracts are awarded in Macomb County as far as the actual number of contracts and the money associated with those contracts than anywhere else in the entire Midwest. So we keep promoting that. We keep pushing that. And I think all the attention that we've been trying to drive has really helped us. We used the protect and growth strategy when we first got in and worked with the state on that. And we've done so well that we're not really as worried about protecting anymore because we're seeing that continuous growth. And so we're fortunate. Macomb working with everybody has really had an impact on where we're at today.
In last year's State of the County speech, you said that Macomb needed to focus on partnerships instead of partisanship. There was a line, I think, not reach across the aisle, but get in the aisle. How's that bipartisan effort been going for you?
Yeah, aside from a subtle, you know, election here or there, for the most part, this is not our conversation. None of that drives, you know, what we do here in Macomb County. People are willing to work with each other, and I tend to use that terminology. You heard that phrase before, us versus everybody. Some sports teams use it. Sometimes municipalities or communities use it, and they do it as a sense of pride, sense of esprit de corps, whatever it is. But when I look back on 15 years of how Macomb County has got to where it's at and how we've evolved, it's because we've kind of flipped the narrative on that. We look at it as Macomb with everybody. You know, we're trying to partner at the local level. We partner at the state level. We partner at the federal level. And never do we look at it as, okay, we can't talk to them because they're Democrats or Republicans. We can't let their idea soak through or them get successful because they may get credit for, you know, the party side of that. We don't talk about that. Don't think about it. It's Macomb with everybody, meaning who wants to come to be part of the solution. And if there's somebody there that looks more like they're wanting to be part of the problem or just a naysayer, well, we accept that. But the reality is we continue to forge ahead with people that want to provide solutions and help us get to where we need to go.
When you talk about bipartisan cooperation, I mean, there is an election next year that could be pretty significant on a number of fronts. Congressman John James, for one, is running for governor and leaving a seat open that represents part of Macomb County. And there is that gubernatorial race underway. Whoever ultimately wins, what would you like to see from Lansing that you think could really affect Macomb County?
Yeah, that same willingness to want to partner and work with us rather than try to figure, okay, how do I get credit a particular area or segment of the state by, you know, giving some support as opposed to somewhere else, not ignoring any community within the state of Michigan. You know, I'm not just being specific to Macomb County, but whoever the governor is needs to come to realize they're not the governor on behalf of the party. They're the governor on behalf of the people. And so govern on behalf of the people. That's all I ask for out of whoever the next governor is so that we can start working together on projects that matter, whether it's Macomb County, Southeast Michigan, and or beyond.
when you talk about some of the partnerships that you've had, are there specific projects that you would like to see either the state or the federal government, for that matter, partner with Macomb more, or that you're pleased that they have partnered with to date?
Yeah, I'll go with pleased that they have to date. I mean, obviously, our project dealing with our jail, you know, we got some support on behalf of the state because they realized the importance of this new jail project isn't just about a jail. It's about dealing with people that are going to be assessed for mental health substance use when they're brought in, first point of contact. Every municipality now is partnered in on this particular facility so that we are making a determination if there's mental health substance use needs, what do we need to do? And the state partnered with us with some financial contributions because it impacts the state prison system, too. When people are leaving our facility and maybe they're sentenced on a felony, they're going to the state facility. We look at what happened with Mound Road. With $250 million project, and we got some state funding to help support that, as well as federal and local. And then look what happened with Selfridge. Selfridge Air Base and us pushing on the defense industry here in Macomb County. We are the defense capital of the Midwest, and I do declare that at some point in time, we're going to be the defense capital of America. There's so much happening, and we're so excited about that. But there's more to be done. You know, we're partnering on trying to figure out how do we retool a facility or find a new use or purpose for the Romeo Ford engine plant. We're looking at the Romeo Airport. You know, there's a lot more that we need to do with our water quality and the support we get from Candace Miller and her team at Public Works. Well, I'm telling you, there's another trusted voice and a fierce advocate for cleaning our waterways and making sure we're addressing the underground issues. So a lot has been happening. We're going to continue those conversations, and hopefully whoever the next governor is, they're willing to address the issues that we're talking about as opposed to the politics. The whole issue of where we're headed as a region is incredibly important, and even as a state. And the biggest thing is we all need to come together because we need to be competitive with other regions around the globe. And Southeast Michigan is a major player. But our biggest challenge right now is workforce, making sure that we're attracting people to this area so they take on these jobs and provide better opportunities for these manufacturers or companies that do the things that they do here in Southeast Michigan. So the big challenge is us all coming together to promote the region as one.